Testing 1 2 3 4 5 5 4 3 2 1. Good evening. American Fork High School. This is Travis Modison from Ashland, Oregon. We are here together at St. George Bands of America Regional. And I know you're not ready to go yet, but I'm going to do my introduction still. I want to thank you guys, congratulate you on a nice job hosting the festival here.
The American Fork High School Marching Band.
Want to wish you the best of luck for a Halloween run-through.
American Fork High School show features the following musical selections. City in the Sky by Satoshi Yagasawa. Imitation Game by Alexander Desplat. This is Burke from How to Train Your Dragon by John Powell. And Spiritual Planet by Wataru Hokayama. Bands of America is proud to present, in finals performance, drum majors Kara Cannon, Mackenzie Rugg, Eric Freitas, and Emily Rogers, and the American Fork High School Marching Band.
Yeah, all right. Congratulations. A strong presentation of the percussion element. A little disorganized there at the moment. And building a ship, setting sail. Wow. Nice sonority and just... Yeah. Just such good presentation of sound up to the press box. Nice communication. And the lower body adding a nice layer of intrigue as well. Arpeggiated material really helps pull it through the diminuendo. Nice use of nuance and the dynamic range. Yeah, nice saber toss, nicely coordinated with a variety of elements out here. Good. Yeah, cool coordination, mirroring the triangle or inverted wedge from the brass to the battery. One stationary, one moving. The yellow brass, nice job with the unison figures. Yeah, nice engaging as it pulls the audience through diminuendo into the color change. Yeah, woodwinds, nice job understanding the waltz feel, kind of the meter within a meter there. Well done, good for you. Yeah, strong punctuation with the color guard as well. Flags on the outside really helping to support. Yeah, and the saber toss working really well for a punctuation coordination standpoint, as well as the sequential here. Back to the opening. Material on the mallets. Nice job, trumpet soloist and injections here. While students really show a nice demonstration of professionalism by understanding their role and responsibility with that environmental challenge. And nice job with the choke of the resonant metals presenting a soloist. Just a nice contrast, really setting up that effect nicely done. Well, yeah, leading to the guard soloist. Really helps the transition from the front sideline. Yeah, a little bit disorganized from a vertical alignment standpoint right there. Just breakdown in our professionalism and our ability to communicate. Cool drill moment within the phrase here as we do the double time, half time material. framed well with the color guard. Yeah, emotion created from the moving of the guard into this really cool curvilinear form as it connects all the way in and around and uses such a large segment of this of the stage. Nicely done. Good for you. Yeah, hearkening back to the opening material. Just a great sense of through line. And just this. Yeah, nice job. Just this sense of macro pulse, if you will, that the students perform with. They just understand so well how to use that, that larger pulse really to their advantage. Nice job. Both on the what side and the how side. So that segment really pulled the audience and the listener through by creating a variety of effects, and the way they're interwoven really led to that strong culmination at the end. Yeah, I appreciate the longer phrase there in the middle of horns. Still, I think room for more artistry through that. Some micro phrasing within the larger phrasing. And because of the way that the guard is staged, it's still effectively and very engaging. And transition happens with those stabs. Just well done. Good for you. Yeah, nicely done. Way to go, design team. Way to go, students. Yeah, and using the ground as a layer there for the color guard really helps to enhance. The sequential front to back helps enhance the music. Coordinates really well with what we're hearing. And the drill effect really helps to enhance the bass drums and coordination between the rifle and percussion element. And then again, the inverted wedge here with the triangle or the pyramid. Yeah, it's really good. It's just really good. It's practically a textbook on how to flow from effect to effect. Up, careful from a professionalism standpoint. Sousaphones who are practically off stage on the 10. Just not completely vertically inside the texture. And some coordination breakdown there in the crescendo between the brass and percussion. That is to say, just the percussion arrived much sooner than the brass did. Yeah, middle horns, nice job presenting the melodic material. Yeah, not the strongest effort from a coordination standpoint with the color guard, but from the winds to the front ensemble, that was a nicely coordinated musical moment and excellent punctuation with the rifle soloist. Well done. Good for you. And presentation of the red oversized swing flag. Yeah, and you build company fronts, and we would expect a nice big sound there. And what do? You play with our expectations to generate effect and to generate audience intrigue at the end of the program. Thank you. Yeah, strong contribution here from the color guard with the double swing flags as we take up the negative space. And the texturing, hearkening back to the second movement, our teamwork, which is what it takes to have a great marching band. American Fork is teamwork. Nicely done. Good for you. Just the way that you flow from effect to effect, and the way that they're planned, and the evolution of those effects, the development and connection of those, as well as the coordination. There's some moments where there are questions, you know, whether or not that pit run and coordinated work with the rifles is as strong as other parts of the program. but so much strength in terms of coordination amongst the musical elements and just the coordination between the music and the visual. Students do a good job of communicating the program. They get it. They understand where the peaks and the valleys are. They play with a good sense of artistry. There's also room for growth in that artistry moment. I think that I pointed out the middle horn one. The expressive qualities are inherent in the music, and the students do a good job of understanding those from a variety of dynamics standpoint, but also just from mood to mood and from meter to meter. So the expressive quality of, for instance, the end of that first movement, where the low brass and low reeds were playing, and that like halftime feel, just really expressive. Nicely done. Good confidence. Yeah, well done. Thank you, American Fork. I hope this isn't your last run through the season. If it was, I hope it was awesome. Happy Halloween.